Greetings, Saints of God. We have started a new series on the grace of God. And we began to look at grace as a gift. We're using the letters of the word grace in acronym form to describe what grace really is, or try to describe what grace can be viewed as. And so we began to look at grace as a gift. The text we used was Titus 2, verse 10 to 12. Where the word of God says the grace of God that bringeth salvation. We identified grace as the carrier of the gift of salvation. So grace is actually packaged to us. It's given to us. It's a gift. We don't deserve it. It's unmerited favor. It brought salvation. Grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. Grace, through the grace of God, we're able to live soberly. Being conscious and give us the ability to make conscious decisions when it's a time for decision making. Sober. The word of God says we must be sober, be vigilant. Which means we should be alert, because the enemy walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And so soberness, a sobriety, is very important for believers. In fact, 1 Peter 4 verse 7 tells us, the end of all things is at hand, therefore be sober and watch unto prayer. And so soberness is important. If a believer is to live soberly, they have to apply grace. In fact, the word of God says, we have been given access, so that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Grace is identified as a throne in the light of Christian principles. Throne of grace, where we can obtain mercy. Grace provides a platform where mercy can be bestowed upon believers. And the word of God says, find grace to help in the time of need. It takes the grace of God to become and to live the life of a Christian. Because if we should mark our transgression, if God should mark our transgression, we would not stand. We would have been terminated. Paul declared, by the grace of God, I am what I am. He gave credit to no other institution or premise than the grace of God. So grace is a gift. God giving us what we don't deserve. And through grace, we can live. We can deny ungodliness. We can deny worldly lusts. We can live soberly. We can also live righteously. Righteousness comes as a result of application of God's grace to our lives. Soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That's what Titus 2 verse 10 to 11 says, or 12. Soberly, righteously, and godly. Grace provides the throne, the platform, the capacity so to do. So this morning we can begin to apply grace, appropriate the grace of God. It was because of this grace that so many songwriters penned some of the most heart-moving, soul-thrilling songs. One writer wrote, grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all my sins. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace. One of the writers says, mercy there was great, and grace was free. And one writer also put it this way, amazing grace, how sweet the sound, save a wretch like me. And in keeping with deliverance, another songwriter wrote, your grace and mercy brought me through, living this moment, because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too, for your grace and mercy brought me through. Grace is a gift. It is a provision from God that we don't deserve, but yet it has been bestowed on us. We'll continue on this topic in our next segment. God bless you.